The night shift on Triple M, Pat filling in for Luke Boner. So if you just tuned in and thinking, where is Luke? He's on a break for a while and I'm sort of sitting here doing the show till he gets back late May. Now, the number is 133353. You can always email us too. Jess picks up the emails and so do I. nightshift@triplem.com.au on the Facebook page and through the listener app as we broadcast across the Triple M radio network. Now, are you glued to the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation case? Now, I've heard Luke say that he couldn't care less. He thinks it's all a bit stupid. But our next guest will help us determine whether, you know, whether you think it's a good idea or a bad idea to sort of even talk about that case. There's also the defamation case involving decorated war hero Ben Robert Smith with all sorts of explosive evidence in that case as well, including like the Johnny Depp one. So joining us now, I've got a lawyer just to chat all about it. It's always good to have a lawyer on the show and on the line. From Lynn and Brown Lawyers, it's Stephen Brown. G'day, Stephen.
G'day, Pat and listeners.
Now, can we start with that one? Yeah, Luke Boner the other morning said he couldn't care less. It's all a bit stupid. Why is anyone even bothering with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard? And, you know, there is a sort of a segment of people obsessed with it. I have some interest in it. I've watched it actually through YouTube. You know, you can sort of catch up on all that stuff. And I have watched different parts of the court case. So can I start there? Do you reckon we should be interested in this thing happening on the other side of the world involving a famous Hollywood actor?
Well, I think the interesting thing about it, you know, people love watching people's dirty laundry get aired, and we're certainly getting heaps of that. You know, Johnny's throwing it at Amber and Amber's throwing it at Johnny and getting all their mates and contacts to jump in witness boxes and do it as well.
So yeah.
One of the really interesting things is, you know, those people bring a defamation case to try and clear up their name. But what we're seeing in lots of these cases at the moment is a whole lot more skeletons are coming out of the closet and probably their reputation is getting tarnished even more by bringing these cases than it was for the event that they've actually brought the case in the first place.
So should you avoid a defamation case at all costs? Because, as you say, it's just going to end up, you know, things coming out of the closet, or you're going to talk about all sorts of stuff and it's just going to make the matter worse.
You'd have to be pretty confident with what you do have in the closet and who has access to it to bring the case. Because when you start doing what Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are doing and pointing the finger at each other and trying to make each other look like horrible people, they're looking for every bit of dirt they can find on each other to do it. Yeah. And you know, we can also see that, you know, going on in the Ben Robert Smith trial. A lot has come out. You know, the guy probably had his reputation a bit tarnished at the start of that, but I'll tell you what, a 10-week defamation trial now for him is, I don't know how his character is going to be able to return from this and, you know, return into a workplace and not be tarnished, even if there's a finding in his favour at the end of it.
We're chatting with Stephen Brown, commercial lawyer from Lynn and Brown Lawyers. Now, just a bit of a recap on those two cases for us, Stephen. So Johnny Depp is suing because Amber Heard wrote an opinion piece in the Washington Post, was it? And she referred to, she didn't use his name, but she spoke about being a victim of domestic violence. I'm sort of paraphrasing here, but that's, I think, basically the gist of it. And Ben Robert Smith, same thing, newspapers writing bad things about him and others committing crimes when, you know, in Afghanistan. Is that the summary? I don't want to get that wrong. Is that basically for those who don't have, you know, the full idea of what's going on? Is that what's happening in those two cases?
Yeah, that's a pretty good summary, Pat. So they've both had allegations made in newspapers and other media publications about them that they refute as not being true. And, you know, with the Ben Robert Smith, the defence that they're bringing is truth. So they're leading all this evidence about the things that happened in Afghanistan that they say were war crimes.
Now, that's interesting. So that defence as truth. So the media organisation, is that nationwide? So the media organisation making the allegations about whoever it might be are allowed to go into court and say, well, you're saying I've defamed you, but this is in fact true, and that's the defence. Does that happen here and overseas, or is that quite unique, the defence of truth?
Yeah, no, it's pretty common in what we call Australia the common law country, so it's pretty common ground defence. The way the defamation law works in Australia is it is a state-based legislation, but we've got mirroring pieces of legislation around the country. There's some transition going on at the moment, and some of the states are a bit slow to catch up with some of the new amendments that have been made in some of them.
Yep.
But largely it's common law, it's common across Australia, the way in which defamation works.
Now, Stephen, you're Johnny Depp. You got your tattoos and he looks good going into, we could talk about what you should wear going into court. I have noticed that even Amber Heard, you know, sort of playing down with the sort of the black sort of clothes and the simple hair. Anyway, you're Johnny Depp and you're in Pirates of the Caribbean, you got all this stuff going on, you're so rich, I think he owned an island, and your ex-wife is saying things about you, and then you're getting the phone call from the Hollywood studio saying, sorry, mate, you haven't got a job anymore, and everything just falls apart. Now, we're saying here that you shouldn't enter a defamation case because there's things in the closet, you're throwing dirt at each other, you're just making things worse. But what choice does Ben Robert Smith and Johnny Depp have when, you know, everything's been, you know, blown up by, you know, the media, and you don't agree?
Yeah, so it is a difficult call, but I think, you know, some people are better served just coming out and refuting the allegations publicly and to the media.
Got it.
And leaving it at that, because, you know, that doesn't create a, you know, ongoing... And we know the way in which the news cycle works now. It's very quick. The media moves from one story to another unless there's some new information to fuel the fire. And what the Ben Robert Smith trial, the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trials do, is it fuels the fire. It gives a little, you know, we're hearing, you know, salacious bits of information every day that are coming out of these trials, and therefore it remains in the media cycle. If they come out and refute it, you know, people will move on and after a period of time forget about it. So, you know, If Johnny Depp had done that better, perhaps he might not have lost his role in, you know, the Magical Beasts and Where to Find Them, the spin-off from the Harry Potter series, and, you know, Warner Brothers may not have denied him that.
Okay. And it's getting worse, you know, for him, do you think? I actually feel like he's... Yeah.
You know, potentially it plays out worse. You look at, you know, Christian Porter, he pretty much, if he hadn't have made such a big thing out of that matter, he might still be in federal politics.
Yeah, yeah. Sort of, I've got another name for you, Stephen. I've got another name for you. Craig McLaughlin.
Craig McLaughlin.
Yeah, exactly. Remember, because, well, yeah, that's right. Well, that was a defamation case, but he was cleared of all charges. He went through the whole court process. I guess this, you know, this is exactly what you're saying. And the poor fella can't get a job. And they all said that he was right.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the point, is, like, what's your ultimate goal? And that's the thing with litigation. If you're going to commence a matter in court, what does a win look like for you? And often, even if you have a monetary win in a defamation case, if it has tarnished your reputation so badly, it may not ultimately in 5-10 years feel like a win.
You know, I'm tapping into the Johnny Depp thing on and off, and I get the feeling that he's I might be 100% wrong here, maybe it's what I'm watching, but he's turning the tide. People, he's you know, saying that he was abused and that sort of stuff. So is there a possibility it would actually make him look better, or is there just too much mud which has been flung around and it's just going to damage everybody?
Well, I think Johnny Depp and Amber Heard hate each other with a vengeance, and they're using the court process to vent their hate at each other. And the court process is probably not the best way to vent hate. It's probably not going to achieve what your ultimate goal is. So, look, yeah, I think he had a security guard come out the other day giving evidence saying that Amber had hit him, and,
yes,
you right. know, we got to see another 10 different scarves that Johnny Depp has in his closet. He needs several rooms to house all the scarves that he's got. So,
oh, the scarves, yeah. Did you say?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, really? Several rooms from scarves. I missed that one.
You pay attention when you're on YouTube, Pat.
Yeah, I missed
every day at trial, Johnny's got a different scarf on.
Right,
wearing
right.
Scarves.
I get the feeling we better be careful, Stephen, because Luke Boner, who's on holiday, he's going to ring Jess, our producer, and say, get this off. I said we couldn't care less. That's the question for our listeners. 133353. Are you following this? I have come across people who are very passionate about it, and do you think that we just should not care less? 133353. Stephen, when you see it on when you watch the court case, which is all based in the States, obviously, is that a similar look and experience? Is that what you do here in Australia as well? You just get all these witnesses up and they just drone on. Is that basically the process?
Yeah, look similar. Depends. In Australia, sometimes what we call the evidence in chief, so the evidence is being led from the side that's called the witness, is not given verbally. It's given by a written statement, and then they're just cross-examined verbally. Sometimes it's done verbally both ways. But what we don't have that's different to in the US is the lawyers can't parade around the courtroom and carry on quite the way that they do.
I was going to ask that. I like that. What about the objection stuff? Objection, denied, and I guess it's the same thing, isn't it?
Happens. So we, a courtroom, what is done and said and done is ruled by what we call the laws of evidence. What that sets out is what and how evidence can get put before the court. And those rules are there to try and protect the veracity of the information that's put before the court, to ensure that it's been coming from the right source, that it's not hearsay, that it's not opinion evidence, unless you're an expert and you're allowed to give an opinion on the subject.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of rules that stuff. About what can and can't be said.
Yeah. Speculation, I like that one. When you're sort of speculating, sometimes they go off on a bit of a tangent, the witness, and they sort of pull them back into line saying, speculation, what's this guy talking about?
Yeah, exactly. And relevance, that's often a big one in these type of cases, is, is the issue that now is getting, talked about, is that really relevant to the defamatory comment that was made in the first place?
Yeah, right. So they get all emotional. Now I'm going to ask our listeners, Stephen, if they agree with you, 133353, because I get the feeling that maybe, because your point is, try to avoid defamation trials, because it's just going to end up worse than it was beforehand. But I just want to see, because if somebody says something wrong about you and you want to clear your name, and I get your point that there's other ways of doing it, sometimes, as I say, 133353 is sometimes the best thing, to just get in there and really get the big stick out, go to court, and make them sort of admit that it's all wrong. So maybe others don't agree with us, Stephen.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, Jeffrey Rush made a whole lot of money out of it recently.
Oh, yeah, So, but did he get work as well? I mean, like the Craig McLaughlin, Jeffrey Rush, there was a lot of mud slung at him and his name, and I think he's ended up worse for it. And he's a wonderful actor. He's just such a good actor.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that was 3 years ago now. So, it would be interesting. I mean, he's probably towards the twilight end of his career, but we do see, some people like Judi Dench that are, soaring at that stage of their career. And as you say, Jeffrey Rush, brilliant actor. So whether or not, it has affected his career, we certainly haven't seen him in any big roles of recent time.
No.
So maybe it has.
All right, Stephen, I know you're up late in the wee small hours of the morning doing reading legal contracts and doing all your work, preparing for court tomorrow and all that sort of stuff. That's why you're not in bed at this time. Is that right? You just work into the night hours, working hard?
It is, it is a long hour job, but I enjoy it, Pat. Yeah. So, it's all good. When you enjoy something, you put the hours in.
Absolutely, mate. Well, we appreciate your time. For the listeners, you are a commercial lawyer from Lynn and Brown Lawyers, and it's Stephen Brown. Thanks for chatting to us on the night shift here at Triple M.
Really enjoyed it, Pap.